from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. It is WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan here. Andy Hart over there. And we are live at Fenway in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Get going during SUV season by joining the Bronco family or get a great offer on America's best-selling truck, F-Series, the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. So I guess they can talk about the Patriots on the Pat McAfee Show. I'm surprised to hear that. I didn't think it was. They had Bill Belichick on for however long and ignored the topic of the New England Patriots completely. Even Mullet over there, who's a New England fan, wouldn't even bring it up to the coach. But they did talk about the game for a minute. And the reason why I wanted to play that clip, Andy, is because that's basically it in terms of the national conversation. There's been very, very little said in the last 48 hours about your New England Patriots. It's been a lot. Big talker here locally, obviously. Everyone in Boston's talking about it. Everyone in New England's talking about it. You may even go tri-state area. There's some people, going on about it there. But in general, I'd say that the real conversation around that game and the other 3-plus minutes of that segment on the McAfee Show was about the Bengals and mm-hmm. the trouble that they're in, and how, man, what a bad look for the Bengals losing to the Patriots. What did they do wrong? How did they let this happen? Blah, 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 blah. There was about 40 seconds there of Patriots analysis. It wasn't super accurate either. I mean, Brissett did make one bad play. It's not like he made no mistakes
right.
The whole game. Hunter Henry had to rip that ball back on what should have been an interception, but in general, I agree with what they were saying. I don't think that was too far out of bounds to say that Brissett took care of the ball and didn't make a bunch of bad decisions. He made one, really, but that's it. And for the most part, I thought that's pretty accurate. But in general, nationally, here we are. It's Tuesday. Like, the week's over. We just saw the last game. We saw Monday Night Football. The Jets didn't look great. We'll get to them. But the Patriots, I think, still have just as much bulletin board material now as they did before, because no one's really talking about them. They're talking about how the Bengals blew it and how they sort of let themselves down. Patriots aren't getting a ton of credit nationally.
That's reality when you're a bad football team with low expectations, no star player. You're not even playing your rookie quarterback that people might talk about if he had played. If they had won this game the exact same way with Drake May, you'd get a little more buzz.
Yep.
Get a little more talk. Drake May won his NFL debut, but the reality of the situation is you're a bottom. Well, I did look at the ESPN power rankings, and the Patriots are 24.
Woo!
That's pretty damn high.
That's pretty good.
They haven't been that high in a while.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Don't know the last time they were up there.
You're not 24th. In the bottom 25th percentile, right? That would be 25th, right? So you're in the top third of the league.
Yes.
Three quarters.
No, you're not in the top third.
You're in the top three quarters. Sorry.
Yeah, top 75.
That's a big jump for a team that most people coming into the season expected to have the number one overall pick as the worst team in football.
Or at the very least in the bottom 10%.
Right. And it was a massive it was a much bigger loss for the Bengals than win for the Patriots in some sense, because it was the biggest spread of the week. And that's a team with Joe Burrow. I watched some show earlier this preseason where they were debating MVP, and I think they had four panelists. Two took Joe Burrow and two took Patrick Mahomes. That's what you're talking about, a truly elite quarterback on a team that, if healthy, I think some people expect to do the worst to first turnaround, contend for a Super Bowl, and they went out and laid an egg. And it's really no different than this week's opponent. Anybody nationally talking about the Seattle Seahawks? Mike McDonald got a win in his first NFL game. No. Why would you talk about him? Is anybody excited? No disrespect, so earmuffs, Jacoby, if you're listening. But is anybody excited about a Geno Smith, Jacoby Brissett matchup? Sort of journeyman guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no star power.
Geno was a Pro Bowler recently, though, wasn't he?
I mean, everybody. Like, screw the Pro Bowl. Put it up your bum bum.
Okay, fine, but that's better. The journeymen don't generally make the Pro Bowl. Generally.
There was a guy for Baltimore a couple years ago. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, Snoop.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
So I think that just proved your point. Inaccurate.
Okay,
make
I said
the Pro Bowl.
Generally, they don't. All right? That's
I think now they
I
do.
Say not.
I think,
and eventually, if you get like six or seven guys down the line, fine. But I think Geno had a good enough year to be a Pro Bowler on his own, is the point that I'm making.
But no one cares.
Fine.
Because what is he? Whether you think he's a journeyman, Pro Bowler, journeyman, not Pro
Bowler.
He's
an inspirational story about how a guy can bounce back when it looks like his career's
been. Right, and no one cares. He's
completely
not a star. It's about stars and young, either old stars.
He's not a star.
Like Aaron Rodgers, or young stars like Caleb Williams, till you prove you're not a star. Maybe you become a journeyman. Who knows how that plays out? But the quarterback position, the buzz, and these two franchises moved on from what they were known for.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick.
You know what Geno Smith is? He's best case scenario for Mac Jones. That's the best case scenario for Mac Jones' career right now. First round pick in the middle of the round, I think, right? That's where Geno got picked. Flames out on his first team, bounces around as a backup, gets an opportunity as a starter, and is back in the conversation and winning 9-10 game, making a Pro Bowl, that type of thing.
I bet
that's
Mac
his best
thinks,
case scenario.
I bet you Mac is shooting higher. I bet you
I'm
Mac
sure he is. I'm just saying that's his best case scenario.
That probably is his best case scenario. And talent-wise, he's probably similar to a Geno Smith. Not a truly elite talent in any area of his game, but probably good enough to be one of those middling starters in the NFL with the right team, the right system, the right opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But from a Patriots perspective, if you want buzz, if you want people talking about you, A, keep winning, but more importantly, develop your stars. And you have opportunities. I recorded a Six Rings with Fitzy this morning, and to me, one of the real nice takeaways that you can go from this game is a guy like Keon White and Christian Gonzalez. Are you excited to see them play next week?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And if those guys trend, not even in an unrealistic direction, they'll probably have some lumps or some lower points coming, but those are guys that you will be excited to watch week in and week out. At the end of the year, they might be on lists of top players below the age of this kind of thing, young gun type players. And if you add those to some of the guys you already like, Kyle Duggar, Jabril Peppers, right? The veteran guys on both. Stevenson. I don't know what you consider Stevenson. Is he a veteran or is he still a young guy?
I consider it's his third year.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say he's still a young guy.
Okay, so I would put him with White. Then White, Gonzalez, and Stevenson are a big reason you won that football game.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's an exciting young kind of buzz for this team. But those guys right there, they're not going to resonate on, like, Get Up or, you know, Good Morning Football or any of the – maybe Good Morning Football.
It takes a while for a defense to be considered a great defense.
Right.
It's not a week one, week two thing.
That might need a name.
Like, yeah, right, exactly.
Want to name it?
What
do you got?
How about the Boogeymen?
No, that is not good.
No,
we're
no,
not
no
doing
good.
That.
Legion of – I can't think. Something like that. Something in the – maybe like a wrestler name. We'll come back to it. We'll circle back.
Legion of Boom. Nope.
I think that's been done. Purple People Eaters doesn't even apply because they don't wear purple.
Can we use something with mayo?
The Steel Curtain?
Hell Men's defense or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough,
sponsored.
Tough to make mayo sound intimidating. But
you know what's also a problem for Hellman's Mayo?
What's that?
So they got Gerard Mayo. I believe they have a deal with him.
Yep.
They also have Will Levis. Did you see the Will Levis mayo commercials that were making the rounds during the games this week?
I saw a Will Levis video. It wasn't a mayo commercial, though.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a Will Levis commercial where he's, like, doing a split on top of stacked-up mayonnaise containers or something. And
is that, like, a fetish video?
I don't know, but after the way he played, he should say, like, can you guys take those down?
Probably.
I mean, that pitch pass he threw for an interception was the...
That was awful.
Probably the dumbest play of the weekend.
He sucks.
He might.
This is Stevenson's fourth year, by the way. I'd still call him a young player. Not that that means anything, but in like running back years, he's kind of old, you know, like for the team and for the earth, he's young, but
especially at 25 carries a game.
Yes, that too. So there you go. All right. Well, the national conversation about this Patriots team is still one that I think they can work with. I think that's something that Gerard Mayo can certainly work with. We see that that's kind of his thing motivationally. He likes to make sure that guys hear the noise. He pretends like he doesn't hear it, but he says, you know, all my guys do, and he uses it as a motivational tactic. I was clicking around. The only other Patriots analysis I really saw was like the Dan Patrick show on YouTube. There was a conversation about, oh, the Patriots might be better than we think. But that's really it. You know, the credit that they're getting is mostly going into negative connotations about the Cincinnati Bengals, which, by the way, they deserve. They played a bad game. I don't think that you look at what they were doing and think that's a very well-coached, well-oiled machine over there in Cincinnati. As good as the Patriots' defense was, they made a lot of mistakes, and I think that was pretty clear to anybody watching that game. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll open the phone lines here early and often. As you may or may not have heard during our crossover with Jones and Keefe, we are going to be joined today for the first time all season by Ross Tucker. He's going to be calling in at 5:30. That is something we're both looking forward to. He's on his way to, where's the game on Thursday? Miami or Buffalo? They're playing each other, but I don't know where the game is.
Not sure where.
He's traveling to wherever it is, and is going to be talking to us at 5:30 today. Also, Rob Bradford is going to be joining us here live in studio. We are completely unsupervised, by the way. Ken's not here. We have no one in here making sure that we don't burn this place down, which is a bold, I'm obviously not burn the place down.
Well, it is Fenway Park. We would like be destroying, what is it? It's on the National.
Oh, it's a historic building for sure.
You burn this place down, we're in trouble.
Right, and I didn't mean on purpose, like it would be, you know, some sort of mistake that may happen. But either way, this is a new sensation for me down here. Usually we have like two or three babysitters. Today we have zero.
So are you uncomfortable with that?
A little bit, yeah.
You should feel like responsible. It's like your parents left you home alone.
Oh, no, first time. I never feel that way. I never feel responsible. I never feel like I should be in charge of a situation like that, because I can't be looking around. I don't know what's going on over there. I got to talk. You know,
this
is my job. We got
to
talk.
You certainly don't want to look to me to be the responsible one.
That's definitely true.
Okay, so.
So here we are. This is what it's like.
We'll be fine.
Today, the coordinators are talking. Defensive and offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt and DeMarcus Covington are going to be speaking today, which made me wonder.
I believe it's Springer and Covington. I believe Van Pelt is tomorrow morning with the offensive assistants.
Great. All right. So we'll have Springer then going today, and Covington will let you know if they say anything interesting. But it did get me wondering, which coordinator had a better day yesterday? Was it Covington or was it Van Pelt?
Van Pelt.
You think?
Easily. Covington has a lot of talent. He had a great day.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he deserved a game ball. I liked the pressure. The challenge was there in terms of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and that offense. But you have Alex Van Pelt, who he and his offense were a total unknown.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the journeyman quarterback that didn't look, honestly, all that good in preseason action, limited preseason action. He had to shift on the fly at left tackle, the position we've pinpointed and torn apart all offseason. You know, there was a lot of questions there against a pretty good defense. And I'm not saying it was perfect. I think the offensive performance is getting a little overblown.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. I think the offensive line performance in particular has been overblown because Gerard Mayo says he thinks it's been overblown how bad it's been. I think it's been overblown how good it is. 31 pass drops, dropbacks, 14 of them were under pressure. And your running back had to get 118 of his 120 yards after contact. I'm not sure that's the most dominant offensive line performance I've seen, but it was good enough to win, and Alex Van Pelt, I thought, did things to help his offensive line. Certainly didn't have anybody other than Stevenson who had a great day. There wasn't a lot of playmaking in the passing game, if anything.
Wasn't super creative.
No.
You know, it was just sort of run the ball and go.
Let's win on our terms, and it helps when, boom, three and out. Boom, three and out. So you're not in a shootout with Joe Burrow. They didn't put points on the board where you suddenly start to, whoo, is it hot here? Or do we need to score points at a faster rate? Nope,
right.
That never happened. But I just think with all the unknown, all the questions, all the, quite honestly, lower level of talent that he coordinates on the offensive side of the ball, Alex Van Pelt, for his first time doing it since, 2009, I believe is the year. So 15 years later, goes out and beats the Bengals in Cincinnati, a touchdown plus favorite. AVP, I'm down with he.
Now,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I think Van Pelt should be proud of a lot of that game, but you, the only reason, if they score 16 points a game this year, they're going to be one of the worst offenses in the league. The only reason why that was enough to win that game is because of Covington and the defense.
You only have to win the game that's in front of you that day.
Right, but I'm saying the only reason 16 points was enough is because they held a very good offense to 10 points. I mean, that's the headline here, I think.
Sure. Well, I think the offense held the offense to 10 points in part. If we're going to really pull things apart and parse things... I mean, Joe Burrow threw two touchdown passes, yet the stat sheet says zero.
It's true.
He's got a jackal in the middle of the field, like, throwing the ball up in the air, like Deion Sanders, who's on the TV screen behind you right now. They were willing. I keep calling them willing victims. Mm-hmm. The Bengals were very much willing victims. They played a massive part in their own defeat. And that's part of why that story, I'm sure, in Cincinnati and nationally is about the Bengals and their failures. It also falls in line with the narrative of recent years. And it falls in line with questions about what kind of culture they have there. If you're always going to be worried about contracts and this and that, and nobody's practicing, are you ever actually building a team? Are you ever actually getting ready for the regular season? Now, all that being said, they could be 2-2 in a month and then roll off eight straight. Joe Burrow is a special quarterback.
Yep.
They have some special talent.
And they're slow starters, and they usually get hot in the middle of the year. That's usually how it goes. Yeah.
Now, that's not a great... resume or reputation to have.
No.
In fact, I think it says...
Unless you're winning championships every year.
And you're not.
It doesn't matter, but they're not. Yeah.
So I think it actually says, Zach Taylor, watch out. Bill Belichick's coming. He's taking your job.
You're hot on the trail.
Yep, that's my new thing. That's my new thing.
By the way, did you hear the latest about Sanders?
Oh, the music thing?
The touchdown thing?
Doesn't let the band play because they want his son's song to play?
Yeah, so now instead of fight, see you fight down the field, the see you fight song, when they score a touchdown... Deion says, no, the band can't play. I want him to play instead my son's terrible rap song. And I heard it. It's terrible. It's really, really bad. And I don't know. I mean, I love CU. I was excited about Coach Prime.
He sucks.
This is starting to...
Is it ridiculous to say he might be the worst coach in America?
In America? Yeah, I don't think he's the worst coach in America.
Because I think he has two of the top five players potentially in next year's draft. And if you have two of the top five players...
I think he thinks he has. He has one of them. Travis Hunter
absolutely is. And Shadur's pretty good.
I'm not sure about Shadur.
I don't know what he would be if his name wasn't Sanders and he wasn't tied at the hip to Deion and the buzz and everything that goes in that.
I think he's more buzz than substance. He's tougher than people think.
He's pretty good.
He was good against South Dakota State. I mean, like...
He puts up big numbers. Mm. In that... Putting up consistently good numbers in college football, the quarterback position, there aren't a ton of guys that do that. Drake May battled that.
That's right? True.
He faded. So he coaches three people, essentially.
His
two kids and Travis Hunter. It's like he doesn't give a rat's ass about the other 103, 102 kids on the roster. And that's why I wonder, is he done at the end of this year? Does he just leave when Sanders, and Hunter leave?
Stephen A. was saying that he would thrive at a big SEC program. I don't think he has any more kids, but, you know.
He can't thrive at that program. He almost lost to North Dakota State.
I know. They lost to Stanford last year.
He stinks. He's not a good coach.
That's pretty bad.
He's P.T. Barnum, right? He's Dana White.
I really thought that Warren Sapp adding him to the coaching staff was going to put them over the top, but not quite.
No, and not having the Rock at halftime or T.O. on the sideline or all these other little things. How about be a good football coach? Here's an idea. When there's like 30 seconds left, don't wait till 20 seconds to call timeout. If you're going to call timeout, call it 30 seconds because you actually save time, Dion. That's how timeouts work.
It they were down 28-3. So,
But if you're going to do it, why do it 11 seconds later or whatever it was?
Yes, absolutely.
He seems like a terrible football coach to me.
He's having a rough year so far. 617-779-7937. Any leftover thoughts from the game? Any unsung heroes? People we should be talking about more than we have been so far that played well in that game or didn't play well in that game? Is there anybody that you think is being overlooked here?
Well, I'll say it again. I think we have overlooked Juwan Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem to be getting...
good call.
I almost hear nobody talking about him. He led the team in tackles. People are actually talking more because he took over the mantle of the post-game. Which, putting his own spin on it, I love that. Make it your own. It's a bridge of tradition, so it's the traditional words, but you're doing it different than Bruschi did it. You're doing it differently than Slater did it.
Was Bentley on the Super Bowl team? Was he 2018? Was he there? I think he was, right? I think he has a ring.
Yeah.
I think he does. Let me double check.
You sure about that? That sounds like a long time ago.
Not sure, but I think so. Anyway, go on.
But I would put him in that mix, and he's got a key job in the middle of that defense, so... Bentley, I think, is a little...
Bentley has a ring, 2018, his rookie year.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a leader. He's a leader of men like his head coach. So,
well, that matters. I mean, it does. If you're talking about carryover from the good old days or whatever, there's not a lot of those guys left. There's him, there's Andrews, there's Cardona. That's basically it. You know, there's not a lot of other examples of guys who were there and played with Brady even, let alone won a Super Bowl with him. Like, this is the last sort of links to that, and that matters to Mayo.
And he doesn't feel old, and I don't mean that to be disrespectful to Andrews, but he feels kind of old.
Yeah.
Whereas Bentley feels like he's still prime, relatively young.
Late 20s, yeah.
Yeah, sort of blending with the young versus old. And I do think that is symbolic of what Mayo is trying to do. I don't think he's trying to flush the Belichickian Patriot way down the toilet. There are aspects of it he didn't like.
Right.
There are aspects of it he wants to modernize. And
you know he wanted that C on his jersey real bad.
Oh, absolutely.
That was personal. He's like, yeah, we're putting the C's on.
Which is better than L's and D's or whatever the hell you're back to your guy Dion does.
Dogs and leaders and, yeah.
Rappers. C. Everybody gets C. So, yeah, he gets the C on his jersey, Bentley, like Mayo probably wanted. Mm-hmm. And he's a bridge player because I don't know if he'll make it to the glory days whenever, you know, I guess if you have short-term hopes of this is a 3-year rebuild or something, he'd still be part of it. But he can be a key bridge to the next glory days by, you know, his leadership. And I do think he's a unique leader. I do think he had an answer on the midday show when I filled in about leadership and why. Because he was I don't know if people know this, he was a 3-time captain at Purdue.
Right.
And now he's a 3-4-year captain here in New England.
This is his 30. Okay, yeah.
So, and I asked him, like, why do people vote for you? Why do they see you as a captain? And he had a great answer about, I'm not perfect. I just try to do the right thing, and I often do the wrong thing, but then I try to do the right thing after that because, you know, I'm not on a pedestal. I'm not better than anybody. I just try to do things the right way. And it was a really good leadership answer. It was one of those answers you're like, yeah, that answer is kind of why you're a good leader and a captain right there.
Yeah.
I thought he had a really good day in the opener, and they made the Bengals one-dimensional. They didn't really let them get going on the ground. They didn't really let them get going through the air either. They just tackled really well and made plays. So I would include him in a guy that hasn't gotten – like, I think he played better than the offensive line, and yet more people have talked about the offensive line than Juwan Bentley.
Yeah, true. I think less people were expecting the offensive line to be good than Juwan Bentley.
True.
I agree with that 100%. And Bentley, I thought, played a great game as well. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. The Jets, we got our first look at them this year. Aaron Rodgers in his first full game in a Jets uniform. Had some ups and downs there. We'll get into that right after Tom Carroll tells you what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox have now won 3 of their last 4 after beating the Orioles last night at Fenway. Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill went back-to-back twice in the win. Sox are now 3 games back in the final wild card spot in the American League. Their series with Baltimore continues tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch is at 7:10. Our coverage will begin at 6:10 with the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil. Week 1 in the NFL wrapped up last night with the 49ers beating the Jets 32-19 in Santa Clara. And the Patriots were off today. They'll get back to the practice field tomorrow to begin preparing for their Week 2 home opener against the Seattle Seahawks. Patriots are currently a 3-point home dog at BetMGM. Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber, contractors, builders, and homeowners. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Tom Carroll. That's what's trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.